A Hug a Day, written by Kane and read by Flower Parish. This is a Hawaii Five-O fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Steve/Dano. Summary. Grace wants to help her Uncle Steve, so of course Danny has to help her with her secret mission. Danny watches with a smile how his little girl slings her arms around Steve and hugs him like there is no tomorrow. Even though it's just a goodbye after a weekend at Steve's place, she hugs him like she will never see him again. They had been hanging around the lanai, building sandcastles and taking surfing lessons from Steve. Well, Gracie took the surfing lessons, while Danny watched, ready to jump into the waves at the barest hint of danger. Danny doesn't quite understand Grace's sudden desperation now that Rachel is picking her up. It feels as if Grace is trying to hug Steve as much as her little body can. But he has to acknowledge, at least to himself, that the sight of the two of them together always warms his heart. But now that he thinks about it, Gracie has been hugging Steve much more often lately. And longer. And it always looks as if she never wants to let him go ever again. Huh, Danny thinks, frowning. Why have I never realized that before? He can't imagine what is going through Grace's head. She surely doesn't look like it's a hardship for her. But he will keep an eye on things, just to make sure. Because he knows that Grace loves her Uncle Steve, and that Steve loves his little girl. But it doesn't hurt to make sure that they really are okay, right? Danny doesn't have to wonder for long. The next time Danny has Grace, Steve is gone on one of his reserve training things, and it's Grace that sits Danny down with a solemn look on her face. Danny's stomach plummets to his feet at her earnest expression, and one worst-case scenario chases the next through his head. Dano, there's something really important that I have to tell you, and you've to promise me that you'll help me with it, she proclaims. What is it, monkey? Danny asks, immediately switching into problem-solver dad role. Did something happen at school? Please let it be something at school, he thinks desperately. I'll never be able to win against Rachel's army of lawyers if it's something at home. He will try, of course he will. He'd do anything for his little girl. But he doesn't know how he's supposed to. No, Dano, Grace interrupts his mental breakdown. It's about Uncle Steve. Which, of course, sends him straight into the next panicked frenzy. Danny blinks at his little girl, all thoughts screeching to a sudden stop. Steve, he breathes. What did Steve do? Is he hurt? Frantically, he tries to remember if Steve could have hidden some major injury from him and the rest of the team. He comes up with a depressingly long list of possibilities. He didn't do anything, Grace cries, and there are tears glistening in the corners of her eyes now. But that's the problem. He should say something, but he doesn't, and Mom said that he doesn't know. I tried to help him, I really did, but it's just never enough, and he just doesn't realize what's wrong no matter how hard I try. Danny stares at Grace, totally at a loss as to what she is talking about. Of course you haven't realized either, Grace exclaims, her little arms flailing, her desperation turning to anger in the blink of an eye. Which doesn't help him to understand at all. Mom warned me that you wouldn't understand. She said that she had to do the same thing for you when she first met you and that you never realized. Which doesn't clear anything up for Danny. The truth is that the more Grace talks, the more confused Danny gets. He has the sinking feeling that he's missed something very vital here. Something very vital that Rachel knows about Steve that he doesn't. What the hell is going on? And what the heck has that woman told his little girl about him? I asked her about Steve always clinging to each hug and that he always leans into every touch. She got that funny look on her face. You know the one I mean. The one she always gets when she's sad but doesn't want anyone to know. Anyway, when I asked her what that means, she told me that you did the same thing when she first met you. She said that you were totally touch-starved and that it sounds like Steve is the same. Wait, what? Danny stammers. I was never touch-starved. What the hell is that woman telling their little girl? And to make matters worse, Grace looks exactly like her mother when she rolls her eyes at him in exasperation. "Mom said you would say that," she tells him matter-of-factly. "She said that you and Steve are idiots when it comes to stuff like that." Well, that definitely sounds like Rachel, Danny thinks. But that just can't be right. Right? I would have realized when Steve is touch-starved, when I had been touch-starved. "You know you do that too," Grace adds, her voice suddenly much smaller, leaning more into the hugs than anyone else, holding on longer and so on. "Well, of course," Danny agrees. "I love your monkey hugs, and I'm always glad when I can see you again." Grace looks at him with her big brown eyes, and for a second it looks as if she's thinking about saying something else, but in the end she just beams one of her big, sunny smiles at him and jumps up to sling her arms around his neck in the tiniest bear hug ever. "I love you too, Dano," she sings, and Danny laughs. "I love you too, Gracie." When Grace steps back from her hug, she smiles up at him with a glint in her eye that tells him he's just been played. And, true enough, she instantly goes for the kill. "So you'll help me with Uncle Steve?" she asks, all innocence and hope. And how can he say no to that? The thing is that Danny thought that he'd indulge his girl's ideas until she realizes there's not such a thing as being touch-starved. Except that there seems to be. Now that he knows what he's looking for, he can see what Grace means. Steve doesn't touch a lot of people, and few ever initiate contact with him. But if he does get any kind of contact, he always seems to chase after it. Even if it's just a slap on the shoulder from Kono or a brushing of shoulders with Chin. He leans into the contact every single time, as if he's not willing to let go of it. "Oh, damn," Danny thinks, as he watches another of Steve's aborted movements after Kono punched him on the shoulder. "I'm going to regret this so, so much." But how can he not do something about it now that he knows? After all, he promised his little girl. That's how their secret mission, Hug Steve Better, begins. Gracie's name, not his. But he's a part of it nonetheless. They make sure to invite him to their weekends as often as they can, or rather invite themselves to his place. And they start to hug him hello and goodbye every time they do. Movie nights become a new ritual for them. Grace always burrows into Steve's side and, after she told him off for not doing the same the first movie night, Danny leans into Steve's other side, bracketing him in between them. At work, Danny makes sure to touch Steve whenever appropriate. A pat on the back, a bumping of elbows, or leaning on his shoulder when they're viewing evidence. He knows he's doing the right thing when he feels Steve melt against him on every one of those occasions. The only trouble is that he himself melts too. He can feel how he gets addicted to the constant contact. It soothes something in him that he didn't know needed soothing. And he doesn't like it one bit. He can't get addicted to cuddling his boss. What the hell has he gotten into by agreeing to help Gracie to help Steve? He knows that he's standing too close, that he touches too often. And by the amused looks Kono and Chin start to send him, they know it too. His only saving grace is that Steve is totally oblivious. Well, maybe not totally, because he starts to initiate it himself. Slowly. Very slowly. Now it's not Danny who always leans into Steve while they're preparing dinner or while they're working through their latest case. The worst is that every time Steve pulls back, Danny has to bite his tongue so that he doesn't beg him to stay. Even at work. It sucks so bad. If only his little girl wouldn't be over the moon with how happy Steve looks since they started their little secret mission. On their next movie night, Danny volunteers to make the popcorn. Yes, from scratch, Steve. You don't have to worry about your figure with the evil pre-popped overly sugared stuff. He's just on his way from the kitchen back to the living room, balancing the bowl of still-warm, buttery popcorn and the jug of self-made lemonade Steve prepared just for the occasion, when he hears the two of them whispering. What he hears has Danny stop dead in his tracks when he's about to round the corner to the living room. "You know," Steve murmurs to Gracie, where she's already snuggled into his side. "You were absolutely right about your Dano. I never realized just how touch-starved he was. I'm really grateful that you trusted me enough to ask me to help you help him. Gracie beams up at Steve. You helped him so much, Uncle Steve, she squeals. I haven't seen Dano so happy since way before he and Mom separated. Danny has to take a deep breath hearing that. Has he really been that bad? He has tried so hard not to let Grace suffer under his struggles. Deciding that he can't hear any more right now, he makes sure to make some noise, letting them know that he's on his way back. But he can't stop thinking about what he heard. When he brings Grace to bed later that night, he can't help from asking her as gently as he can manage, Grace, monkey, do you remember when you told me about Uncle Steve being touch-starved? Grace looks at him in the way that lets him know that she knows that she's been caught in her little scheme. But she doesn't say anything, just stares at him with her huge eyes. So, he tries again, did you start a secret mission with Uncle Steve to help me, just like we did to help Uncle Steve? He asks. He's careful to regulate his tone to something calm and gentle. The last thing he wants is for Grace to feel bad for wanting to help him or Steve. It was just, Grace starts, already half frantic in the face of her little scheme coming to light. You know when you said that you never were touch-starved, but you so clearly were, and I knew I wasn't there often enough to hug you or Uncle Steve to really help you. But you two see each other every day. It was perfect. And you are both so much happier and always lean into each other. And I was just trying to help. Hey, Danny croons, gathering his little girl in his arms. I'm not angry. I was just wondering. And look, you're right. I didn't see it before tonight, but you're right. I do feel much better. Thank you for helping me and Steve. It takes Grace a while to calm down again after that. But when she does, she snuggles herself into a blanket cocoon, murmuring, I love you, Dano. I love you too, monkey, he whispers, and presses a goodnight kiss into her hair. When Danny steps out of her room, Steve is waiting for him, arms crossed and with his Super Seals No Need for Emotions face securely plastered on. Danny has to swallow a nervous lump down before he can speak. He pulls the door shut behind him to spare Grace in case this goes south. Come on, Danny says, putting way more lightheartedness into the words than he feels. You're not going to ruin all of Gracie's hard work by pushing us away now, will you? He can't help but add. Steve's stony face immediately melts into one of his big, goofy grins, and Danny realizes with a wave of relief that Steve probably has been just as worried as he has. That now that Gracie's little plan has come out, that Danny will push him away. Shaking his head at the two of them, Danny wedges himself purposefully into Steve's side, lifting his arm over his shoulder so that he is securely snuggled into Steve's side. Danny's not willing to give up what Grace has built for them, even if it wasn't her intent. But Danny will do what he can to keep it. Everything else, they'll figure out along the way. The end.